This is Daniel Martinez, 10877. Daniel comes in today with cough, congestion. Two sons have the flu. The wife has flu A. He also has chest tightness, fever, sore throat, body aches, period. In paragraph, he works in Louisiana. Last month when he was in Louisiana, he developed an irregular heartbeat. His heart rate went up to 180, went to the emergency room. He was diagnosed with atrial fibrillation. He was given metoprolol succinate, 25 milligrams once a day, plus Eliquis, 5 milligram BID. He could not take the metoprolol succinate because his heart rate dropped too much. So what he did was he went back to 25 milligram, half a tablet a day, period. In the paragraph, the problem is he came back from Louisiana and he's been off his Eliquis for a few days. I told him that I've had more than one patient who've had major strokes by missing their Eliquis and having atrial fibrillation, period. The good news is today she's in normal sinus rhythm. I checked his echocardiogram and I also checked his EKG, period. New paragraph, his medications were refilled with a long talk and scolding that would never, so he would never stop. His blood thinner, medical problems, hypertension, gastroesophageal reflux surgery, cholecystectomy, femur surgery, social. He doesn't smoke. He does drink from time to time. Period. Family history. Colon cancer, hypertension, coronary artery disease. We'll set patient up for a colonoscopy as we had talked about in the past. But first of all, we need to get his atrial fibrillation under control. I will make him an appointment to see a cardiologist right away. So today, in the paragraph, he does have a positive flu test, mild peripheral vascular disease, fatty liver, increased weight. He doesn't appear to be an atrial fib. His echocardiogram shows no change, and his EKG is within normal limits. His carotid stenosis remains the same. He's going to start his medication right away. His flu test is positive for flu A, period. An examination. An examination. His weight 264, 96, 98.7, 18, 92, 143 over 83. Call him and ask him if he ever had his colonoscopy. I want to put it in my notes. Period. Heart positive, positive, two lungs, three bronchi, TMs are red, portion of pharynx are red, neurological non-focal, skin shows the rash. Assessment, number one, positive flu, number two, Tamiflu, 75 BID, next number is atrial fibrillation, next number is resume Eliquis, 5 milligram BID, next number is resume metoprolol succinate, 25 milligram, half a tablet a day. Next number, refer to cardiologist ASAP. The next number, EKG within normal limits. Next number, echocardiogram and carotid workup as was mentioned above. Next number, BPH mild. Next number is weight 264. His weight's up from 257. We talked about losing weight, diet and exercise. Next number, we talked about colon cancer, family history of colon cancer in the past, and we're going to get him set up for another colonoscopy and to make sure he didn't have one in Louisiana. I put a call to him to ask him that, and if he will let us know regarding his colonoscopy. Next number, findings were discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.